The name of the speaker, please recognize Representative Liebman for CCR to Senate Bill 121.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 121 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Department of Transportation.
Representative Liebman, you're recognized to explain the conference committee report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 121 is the Department of Transportation. They have a 0.6% increase in their budget this year. Move adoption.
Members, you heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the conference committee report? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question on the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Liebman, they have a slight increase on their budget, you indicated. What is the total increase on their spending?
Thank you for that question. The overall difference is $45 million, which is 10.31%.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
I'm sorry, did you say $45 million?
I did. $45,783.42.
Representative Reynolds, you recognize?
Thank you. Representative Liebman, I thought that we received like several hundred million dollars in stimulus money for the Department of Transportation.
That we don't appropriate. That went straight to the governor, who sent it straight to the Department of Transportation.
Representative Reynolds?
That's $465 million, incidentally.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. So the Department of Transportation got an additional $465 million. So what kind of percentage increase does the Department of Transportation get overall with that included?
Well, I didn't figure that because we're not appropriating that money. I mean, you can add that to this and do the math and so forth.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
So a state agency that got $400+ million in stimulus money, we had to stimulate them a little bit more by increasing their budget when all these other agencies are being cut. Could you explain the rationale there?
I can, Representative Reynolds, in the fact that last year we took the trigger off the increase, which gives them $30 million more a year until they reach a total of $270
million. Seeing no additional questions, Representative Liebman moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? There will not be debate. All those in favor of adopting the CCR, please. There's been a request for a recorded vote by two members. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on adoption of the conference committee report. Members, there is no time limit on voting for adoption of the CCR. It takes a simple majority, so I'm going to ask that you vote quickly. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Declare the vote.
63 aye, 2 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I declare the CCR to be adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 121 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to the Department of Transportation.
Representative Liebman moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Duncan votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative McCullough votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative Morgan votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Osborne, Representative Kirby, Representative Swartz. Declare the vote.
89 aye, 2 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Liebman now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
89 aye, 2 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.